Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rick Keating being back on the show. Raymond Keating is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 17 years. He's been hanging out with us, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. He publishes the Small Business Survival Index and the Business Tax Index. It's a very important research that he does. He's also an amazing columnist, an author of the Pastor Stephen Grant series of novels. I think we're in our 16th or 20th edition now. I forgot, Ray, which one?
Number seven.
Only seven? Oh, man.
That's right.
You slacker.
Number seven, Lionheart, just out the door recently.
I don't have
brand
that one.
It's brand spanking new.
I've got Wine into Water. I've got Root of Eve, All Evil. I've got Warrior Monk. But I don't have that one.
We'll make sure the Lionhearts get your way.
So check those out, folks, by Ray Keating. All right, Ray, we got some stuff going on in Washington these days that looks a little bit like tax reform. And I'm at once excited and twitchy at the same time about what they're doing up there. And I'm having a hard time.
That could be the title of a book, Excited and Twitchy.
And Twitchy, it's the same thing, yeah. And I've been twitchy now for about 6 months. When I heard them announce that they were going to have a separate tax level I think it's incorrect to continue to call it pass-through if they're going to tax it. So they can call it the formerly pass-through income. But now, if it's going to be taxed, it's not passed through, is it?
Yeah, no, I think it's still a pass through. It's just a matter that your business income is going to be taxed at a lower rate than the individual rate. So
right.
The emphasis is on the top rate for business income on pass throughs to be 25%, and they're talking about the top individual rate. They're kind of unclear on that, 35%, but they said it might be higher, actually, which
right.
The current rate is 39%.
Which is irritating me, which I'm angry about. The bottom line, folks, is whereas your income, as most of you know, if you got to pass through a company, an S corp or an LLC, whatever profit your business makes, the government turns that into income, calls it income. And a taxable event when they pass it through to your personal account to add it to your income, your W-2 and your rents and other things to be taxed at your personal rate, right, Ray?
Right. That's how it works right now. And now they're talking about still basically doing that, but limiting the top rate on that business.
So now they'll still pass through the income, but also with a tax number to it. So it won't be added. The tax number will already be calculated by the time it's added to the tax you pay, not to your income.
It's like capital gains. It's going to be a separate rate.
All right. But it's just going to be treated differently than your personal, which I think is a good idea. What I don't like is it irritates me that they're going to charge small businesses the top business rate for business income is 20% higher than the major corporate rate, which you're talking about 20% for that.
Right. Oh, you mean the
major corporate rate, the C corp rate, they're talking about 20%. The S corp, they're talking about being 25%. I just think that's wrong on its face.
Yeah. I mean, well, the ideal scenario would be to have the top rate the same for all businesses.
Exactly.
Quite frankly, the ideal scenario would be have a top rate the same for all income all the way across the board.
I agree. That
would be the ideal scenario. But
flat
unfortunately,
tax.
You and I do not live in the ideal world.
Right.
So we deal with what we have. I mean, it is worth noting also that you can't just take the C-Corp rate and toss it out the window as just for big businesses because, you know, when you look at the Census Bureau numbers, 86% of C-Corps actually have less than 20 employees.
Some of them, some small businesses are C-Corps. But
yeah,
that's 90, it's a relatively small number
compared
to all the others.
No, 86% have less than 20 employees and 97%.
But it's still not, compared to all the S-Corps and LLCs, it's not a big number.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about the C-Corp universe.
I understand.
Right, C-Corp universe, again, the vast majority, you know, 97% have less than 100 employees. So,
right.
So that's, you know.
But the people.
The whole business, the whole economy is a small business economy. Let's understand
right.
that.
That's exactly
and
right.
And you know that as well. So, but no, that's, but you have to also understand that 95% of businesses file as pass-throughs with the individual rate.
So when we come back, we're going to talk some more about what Ray knows about the other, about what they're doing, what they're thinking.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.